Sue today received the following letter from the local candidate for the Ontario Party. As the provincial candidate for the newly formed Ontario Party, I do agree with and support Mr. Hino on many of the points he's mentioned in his letter. I too felt it was more important for me to keep canvassing and presenting our party's platform to the silent majority of people out there who feel passed over, abandoned, or ignored by the big three parties. This snap election was called by a champagne conservative who already had a majority mandate and so many ongoing investigations that he wanted to buy. Secure yet another mandate ahead of any political scrutiny that may come from the Greenbelt scandal. The limousine liberals are rolling across the country with a leader that has made us a laughingstock around the globe. He prorogued parliament and, much like Doug Ford, he left the country to avoid a vote of no confidence. The NDP placed a council member in the race to secure more provincial funding, tax dollars, for pet plaza projects that 85% of the population did not want. The people I've been talking to are those who can't afford to take a day off to go jump in a freezing river, even though the irony has not escaped them. I decided to keep my boots on the ground and talk with those in our community who rarely get heard, but pay the ultimate price every day for the unkept promises of the big three parties. I've been spending what little time we've been given talking with people who are concerned about high rents, foreclosed mortgages, rising crime rates, inadequate health care, and we all know someone who's paid the ultimate price watching our loved ones dying from depression and addictions all around us. We're not interested in yet another skating rink, we can't afford to take a ride on the Ogawa Express, and we can barely afford to keep a roof over the heads of our children. Most of us feel the pain that has been inflicted on us by all three levels of government, and most of us could care less about starting a trade war with Donald Trump. Over the last 15 years, poverty has become the fastest growing industry in Ontario, and business is booming because of unkept promises and elite globalist perspectives. I'm calling on everyone in our community to be the change they want to see. Because nothing will ever change if we keep voting in the very same people who want to keep us under the thumb of tyranny. I'm encouraging everyone on February 27th to vote like our lives depend on it. Real change will never happen unless we force it. The very definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Paul E. Froelich, Sault Ste. Marie.